Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we're here to hear about another cocktail. Thanksgiving is coming up.
That's right. And everybody's always worried on Thanksgiving about what to serve their guests. And so today I have a drink that's really versatile and is a crowd pleaser.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
So it's the McClary's Mule. And this is just a riff on the classic Moscow Mule. And it features a great Michigan product, which is McClary's drinking vinegars.
Drinking vinegars. I haven't heard about that. Tell me about that.
So back in colonial times, they were sometimes called shrub, and this was a way of preserving fruit with vinegar so that you could save the harvest for enjoying later.
I've not heard about McClary's before. Where are they from and how they get started doing this?
They are a Michigan company, actually Greater Detroit area, started by a woman named Jess McClary. She'd started off as a baker and wanted to do something different, something that still highlighted Michigan products. And she started doing some research and found out about shrubs and launched this product. And it's gone on to become really successful. In 2015, they were featured on ABC's Shark Tank. And they didn't get funded, but that publicity really helped them out. They got a lot more orders and a lot more distribution. So now they're in 27 different states.
All right. Well, tell me how you make it.
So to make the cocktail, we're using 3/4 of an ounce of McClary's cranberry shrub, but you could use any flavor that you like. They have a whole wide array of flavors. And then I used 1.5 ounces of bourbon, but you could easily make this with vodka instead. Both of those work really well. And then what brings it all together is some ginger beer. So we shake up the bourbon and or vodka and the shrub together. Strain it into a Moscow Mule mug if you have one, or just a glass if you don't. Fill it with some ice and top it off with ginger beer.
So tell me about this cup or mug that you have. It's copper. Why do you have to have a special mug or cup for this drink?
You don't have to, but it all goes back to marketing. So back in the 1930s, a man named John Martin had just bought the Smirnoff Company, and he had all this vodka. And while today vodka is really popular, back then people hadn't heard of it. They were kind of suspicious of this Russian product. And a man named Jack was sort of in a similar position. He was making ginger beer, and nobody really knew what that was or wanted to buy it either. So these two guys teamed up, and they created the drink called the Moscow Mule, which was just ginger beer, vodka, lime juice, and served in this copper mug. And the way that that worked was they would go around the country and they would go to a bar and they would talk to the bartender. They'd serve him this drink in the special mug. And then they'd use this fancy new invention called a Polaroid camera. And they would take a picture of the bartender holding this mug with this drink in his hand. And then they'd take another one and they'd leave one for him. And then they'd go down the street and they'd show the next bartender down the street the photo of his competitor with this product. And in the first year, they doubled the sales of vodka in the United States and then tripled them again the year after that. So
pretty good marketing.
Very successful marketing, and we still have this iconic mug today.
Well, let's have a sip of that. You can describe it for us.
So this is a really gingery ginger beer that we use today, and so the ginger flavor is coming through on the forefront. But then there's this really nice acidity that in a traditional Moscow Mule would be brought by some lime juice. Here it's coming with that shrub and also, of course, the cranberry flavor coming with that.
Now, when you say drinking vinegar, I think a lot of people, you know, they're going to be off-put by the idea of vinegar in their drink. But it's not really that horrible.
No, it's not at all. So it's apple cider vinegar, and then it has sugar added, and then, of course, the fruit juice is there in there as well. So it is not like adding distilled white vinegar to your drink, for sure. And that's the McClary's Mule.
Well, delicious. Thanks very much.
Cheers.